Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness Center. At 515-355-3200. All right, good evening. Welcome aboard another week, another edition. It is Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. Marty Chiarella along the way. Dominic Jimenez in tow as well. He's out in San Francisco as we rock you with the world of sports. A Monday night into a Tuesday, right? The overnight, the way we go. Playoff action, big sports weekend. We do not have a paucity of things to talk about. What are you gonna? We're even going to give you a little soccer late in the show. How about that? Yeah, English Premier League, and then Dom's favorite team in action yesterday outside the Premier League. So we'll do a. We'll do a little bit of that. So there you go. Where do we start today? You got to start with the playoff action over the weekend. You know, what came out of it? You know, for me right here, you know, we'll just, you know, tease it a little bit. I put you on full alert Friday into Saturday and Saturday night on the T-Wolves. Listen, the Suns are damaged goods right now, but still, Minnesota made a statement. Denver made a statement. The Clippers made a statement. The Celtics made a statement. Listen, there weren't a lot of barn burners, right? I mean, it just wasn't. So it was statement weekend is what it was. And so we'll go back and sort those through. Here's a statement for you. Umpires, you know, what Hunter Wendelstedt did at home plate today between the Yankees and A's at Yankee Stadium was a disgrace. I mean, five pitches into this matinee, Hunter Wendelstedt tossed Aaron Boone for absolutely nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if you read lips, which we all could do, Hunter Wendelstedt should be sanctioned by Major League Baseball. He woke up on the wrong side of the bed in New York. There's no question about that. Five pitches into the game, Hunter Wendelstedt gave him the heave-ho. I mean, what's he doing? Doing his best impersonation of Angel Hernandez, who arguably is the worst ump the game has ever seen. I mean, it was a disgrace today. And I rarely, if ever, defend the Yankees, especially Boone, because he hit that home run off Wakefield, and I'll never forgive him for it, right? I'll never forgive him. I got up out of my seat before that ball landed in the left field seats of the old Yankee Stadium, let me tell you that. So anyways, that's where we get started today. The soccer late, NBA, NHL. Wow, how about Vancouver last night with a nice comeback? A rollicking game between Winnipeg and Colorado. We got a lot to get to. I'm Marty Terrell. This is Sports Overnight America. Coming back here on Sports Byline.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
All right, as we roll into the late night and the early morning hour, Sports Overnight America, Marty Terrell. Obviously, a lot of playoff action to kind of dissect from the weekend carries over into the early part of the week. You know, who's going to bounce back after some real roughshod performances, right? I mean, the Pacers, you're scratching your head in that one in the NBA. I mean, let's make no mistake about it. Listen, Miami's got a built-in excuse. They don't have Rozier and they don't have Butler. Built-in excuse. Some of these other teams don't have an excuse. Dallas, I mean, that final score was very deceptive on Sunday. They were never really in that game. Boston, again, wins by 20. They were up 30 in that game before they took the foot off the accelerator. And New Orleans is, you know, New Orleans is sending a message to the world that, you know, they're now in the big dance. They're in the dance. They're in the playoffs. They're out of that play-in scenario. And caution to anybody that takes them lightly. They play physical. Ingram's a beast. If they had Williamson, he's a beast. Willie Green is not a horrible coach. You know, it's not like he, you know, it's not like he invented the game, but he has been pretty decent. And that team shows a lot of moxie. I like that Thunder team. That Thunder team, Giddy, you know, I mean, he is a spark plug. Holmgren will always they're loaded. I mean, they really are, but they, you know, what the Thunder showed last night was, you let a team hang around and you get a little sloppy. You better be careful because they almost lost that game. And that would have, and I still think in a way, and I'm not big on moral victories, but what we've seen out of New Orleans since Friday night into Sunday night, pretty darn impressive. You know, I get that stat sheet out here real quick. And I do like this Thunder team. I really do. I mean, I told you, Holmgren's great. Gilgeous Alexander, I mean, that's a good player. Giddy, man, oh, man. He 19 minutes, only scored 2 points. They need more out of him. There's no question about that. There is no question about that. Williams, Williams, what's he, 18 years old? Is he a G League guy? I almost asked that rhetorically. No, he went to Santa Clara. Jalen Williams, nice player. You know, Dort shows a little bit. Like I said, Holmgren, Giddy, you know, they played 8 guys with double-digit minutes. That's a nice team. I mean, it is. Aaron Wiggins, another nice ball player. Dano, the coach there, he is, you know, the Wiggins kid. We remember him from Maryland. Oklahoma City caught my attention here a little bit. But, they, you know, the big news, honestly, is the Celtics sent a statement that Miami team's been a pain in the rear, but you can't evaluate that to years past because Miami's just depleted right now. You're not winning anything without Butler, then throw Rozier on top of it. They are really, really handicapped there. The surprise, the two surprises was Dallas not showing up. And listen, the Bucks blowing out the Pacers. I mean, they were down, 25 in that game before you even went to the first commercial break, it seemed. So those were the stunners on Sunday afternoon. Saturday, we didn't get too wound up, but, the Magic started out the day horribly. Got down early, 19-8. Jalen Suggs, horrible game. Mitchell and the Bigs did a heck of a job for Cleveland. And if they can continue to play like that with the combination of their opponent playing as poorly as Orlando did, then, maybe the Cavaliers, Mobley, who's the other big on that team? Allen, he had 16, Mobley 16. So you get 32 out of those two guys, and then you get 30 out of Mitchell and Garland and Strus, combined for 23, pretty well rounded. Mitchell's going to get his for the most part, right? But when you get the bigs, Mobley and Allen, to do what they do, and then you get the Garland and Strus to kind of fill in the blanks there, that's what you get with the Cavaliers, 14 points cruising. T-Wolves, man, I this is my team, folks, in the West. It's easy to pick Denver. It's easy to say, well, maybe Oklahoma City can play to a one or a two seed, and they'll be reckoned with come, crunch time in the Western Conference Finals. We shall see. Someone's going to have to convince me that this T-Wolves team, you're going to have to do a lot of selling me on the idea that this team not only could win the West, they could win an NBA championship. Now, look, if they got in against Boston, anybody that gets in against Boston is going to be a decided underdog. We know, it's, the perception is what establishes favoritism and so on and so forth. But let me tell you something right now. Minnesota is extremely dangerous. And then, the night ball game Saturday night, I mean, being on the air during that time was just absolute a joy to watch because the Knicks just said, not tonight. In Philadelphia, I mean, where do you want to go with that team? Again, let me get out that stat sheet and tell you where the problem was. Tobias Harris only took 7 shots the whole night. Embiid, he scores 29, but he's gassed. I mean, he doesn't have any endurance. Maxey gets 33. Lowry kicks in with 18. And the other one, hey, you hate to pick on a guy who's a absolute spark, and that's Batum, Nicholas Batum. And, the other night he hit, 5 threes? In that play-in situation against Miami, and then in game one against the Knicks in Madison Square Garden, he goes, Casper the Friendly Ghost. Batum didn't do a thing. In fact, I don't think he made a 3. Let me look at his stat sheet. Batum was 1 for 4, and it was a 3. So, but that's not going to cut it. He's got to give you – Batum's got to give you 15 to 18 minutes, and he's got to give you even 8 to 12, 15 points in that spot because he's a prolific spot-up shooter. And he played 25 minutes and scored 3 points. I mean, therein lies the problem. If he plays to his average and Tobias Harris plays a little bit better, Maxey played great. So we're going to see. And that'll bring us right into tonight. And then the Nuggets, 114 to 103 over the Lakers. It wasn't even that close. We'll do the puck here coming up in the bottom of the hour sweep. But that's where we go. Now, into the overnight with Jeff and Jen. They'll be breaking down these games as they go final. And here's where I start on this Monday evening, if I can get to the lineup here. All right, you got the Magic and Cavaliers. I think it's going to be more of the same old, Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, home court advantage. Can Suggs get it going here? Banchero's a nice player. They've got some ability, but in order for Orlando to really make an impact, it's like everything's going to line up just perfectly. you know, one of those proverbials is everything goes right, everybody plays to their average, then you can make a case with Wagner. Former Michigan kid isn't horrible, but I do like Cleveland to hold serve at home. It'd be huge if Orlando could play terrible like they did Saturday, come back and steal one Monday night into Tuesday. Then you take a whole another look at that series. But I don't think that's the case. The big one tonight's going to, you know, take us into the night, and we'll follow it. Knicks and 76ers. Knicks up one. I got to think, look, it's going to be a bigger deal. Philly needs to win this game tonight. Even though they'd be going back to Wells Fargo in Philly later on in the week and into the weekend, cannot let this opportunity. They've got to play well tonight. They got to take advantage of the situation where they can defend Brunson. They don't have Randall as a stopgap. Other guys have stepped up. We've seen it. And, you know, the Villanova connections have been great for the Knicks. So we will, you know, Hart is very good. DiVincenzo can light it up. So we'll see. I got to think the Knicks are going to be all hands on deck to win that game. And then we get the Lakers Nuggets late. So we got a lot to get to, a lot to watch tonight. The puck has been good. We'll get into that here a little bit. And then look at NFL, Broncos, you know, what is it with quarterbacks by the name of Wilson? Russell Wilson was a bust. Now they take a bust off the New York Jets' hands with Zach Wilson. That's kind of a head scratcher. But don't forget, he was the overall number two pick in the draft. If he even plays to within a whiff of that, then maybe Denver's got a steal of a deal. But I don't see it until proven wrong and otherwise. All right, we come back here. Lots to get to. Monday into a Tuesday with Dominic Jimenez as well here. I'm Marty Terrell on Sports Overnight America.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
Yeah, so don't invite Aaron Boone and Hunter Wendelson at the umpire at the same cocktail party. My God, one of them will get thrown out before he walks in the door. Five pitches into the A's-Yankees game at the stadium in the Bronx today. And Hunter Wendelson, you know, wearing a goofy helmet. I hate being one of those guys, you know, that always gripes about the officiating, the umps, the refs, whatever. But Hunter Wendelstedt, he looked bad today. He really did. And I'm the last guy in the world that's going to defend a Yankee. I'm not a Yankee guy. Never. Well, I should say never have been. As a kid, I was in awe of the Yanks. But my loyalties quickly switched where they belonged with the old town team in Boston, the Boston Red Sox. But, you know, Hunter Wendelstedt looked like he got up on the wrong side of the bed today. And he gives Aaron Boone the heave-ho. It was a fan. Aaron Boone just said, hey, I think the pitch was swung on and missed, and it hit the A's. I think it was Ruiz for the A's, was it? Anyways, I think it might. Well, yeah, it would have been the leadoff hitter, right? That makes it even more bizarre. But anyway, so Wendelstedt, you know, didn't like Boone chirping, and he put him on, you know, serve notice, which is that's fine. It's, you know, it's the ump's job. You know, you're going to get on the ump and try to show him up. Guess what he's going to do? He's going to warn you. Well, you know what? The warning was hollow because Wendelstedt was just annoyed beyond belief. And lo and behold, he gives Boone the heave-ho, thinking, what Wendelstedt in his game report is going to put down, that, you know, Boone, said something. Well, that's not what happened. It was a fan. And I believe Boone, because Boone, you could see it and you can read lips. Well, there was nothing to read on the lips of Aaron Boone, because he sat there with his sunglasses on and was chomping away at something. And lo and behold, who was the leadoff hitter? Yeah, Ruiz. Hit by a pitch at an 0-2 count, hit him in the ankle. You can see it on the replay. So Wendelstedt made the right call. And Boone, you know, said his piece, but then didn't say a word. So here's the quote. So Wendelstedt, you can read it right on his lips. You're not yelling at me. I did what I was supposed to do and checked. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. One pitch later, Boone was heave-hoed. I mean, it was, I'm sorry, for the lack of a better way to put it, it was really, really no big deal. And Wendelstedt turned it into a big cause celeb for no reason. So there you go. That's it so far. Far as we're going to go with the baseball, at least tonight. All right, let's recap and look ahead to the hockey. You know, it was a big weekend, with the playoffs starting, but we say goodbye to the Arizona Coyotes. I'll be interested to hear Jeff and Jen, their thoughts on, you know, Phoenix and the Valley of the Sun being hockeyless. Now, we'll see. They'll probably get another chance when expansion rolls around. We shall see. The move to Salt Lake, I think, is very, very shrewd on the part of the NHL. Salt Lake is probably in line to get a Major League Baseball franchise. Charlotte may be in the mix. Portland, Oregon's always mentioned. But Salt Lake, that is a great market. And this hockey thing is going to be a big deal. I like the co-ownership with the Jazz owners. I think Smith is his name. And he and his wife. And then you've got the Salt Lake team. And I think I heard the nickname, and what the heck? I didn't know what it was. I had to look it up. I think if they adopt it, is it the Yetis? Is that like a gorilla or like a lock monster? No, that would be the Kraken. But I do think I think it's Yetis. And Dom, if you know or anybody else knows, correct me. But I think I saw that on a lot of social media sites. And I thought, oh, interesting. Let me see if Dom sent me a missive here. Nope, but we'll see. And my buddy Brock Hines, I'm gonna effort to get him this week. He is all over this move. He loves it. So enough about that. to the games at hand. Listen, I'm a homer for the Bruins. That was an impressive win Saturday night. I enjoyed it. You know, we had that going on opposite of the hoops. So we had basketball. We had the hockey going. And Bruins 5-1 over Toronto. Listen, the goaltending, Swayman, excellent. DeBrusk, huge spot. Bruins looked very, very, very impressive. That being said, they have to back it up tonight in the Garden. So as you're tucking yourself in going night-night, checking the scores, let's see what's all said about Bruins-Toronto. I think Toronto is obviously going to play with a sense of urgency tonight. Even though you don't lose and you're not really down in a series till you lose a game in your own building, I've never really bought that. I think teams statistically, when they go up 2-0, even if it's home serve, a 2-0 lead, you're halfway to eliminating your opponent. So big spot for the Leafs. Islanders, Hurricanes. Listen, I don't think this is going to be much of a series. I think it's, you know, great. The Islanders are in. They're overmatched. Carolina, to me, you know, is just a cut below the Rangers. They're a cut below Dallas. I think they're a cut below Colorado. They're probably a cut below Florida. I'll get to the Panthers in a moment. So I would say this, you know, Carolina probably in five. Wouldn't be stunned if we see a sweep. And then Dallas, you know, the opening round, we got two opening round games tonight. We got two with the 1-0 edge for the Hurricanes and Bruins. And then we got Vegas and Dallas. This series here, folks, is going to be wild. I mean, this really is. You almost hate to see this as a first round series. Vegas, you know, played really well late to get in. Dallas, very much a cup candidate. If I had to, you know, if the cream serves to the top, it rises to the top, then we got probably a Dallas New York Rangers Stanley Cup final, right? Who wouldn't sign for that right now? I know why it would. I'd be very interested to see. Would not be stunned. This is a total hunch, but riding the crest of getting in, maybe Vegas shows a little loosey-goosiness tonight. They exhale a little bit, and one or two things happen. They get blown out 5-1, or they steal a game down at the AAC Center. So we shall see. Kings, Oilers. You know, I have a real strong sense on this. You know, Edmonton kind of, you know, let, I don't know if they let the Coyotes win, but they, you know, no McDavid. They had nothing to really play for. This is my chic kind of sleeper team. I'll get to Winnipeg in a moment. But the Oilers are kind of my line. There's three of them. There's three teams out west. You know, we know about Dallas. We know about Colorado. But I put Edmonton, Winnipeg, and Vancouver all in that mix. Out of that troika, out of one of those three could be a real, real threat to any kind of runaway and hide by the Dallas Stars. That Western Conference is really delicious. It really is. There is just a great, great bracket. That is going to be, and then I tell you, whoever survives out there and gets to the Cup Finals, better be resilient, better be healthy. And if they do win it, it'd probably be the result of staying healthy. But be able to show a lot of endurance, because that is going to be an absolute series of rock fights. We've seen it already. And if you want an example, I don't have to look any further than Sunday night. I mean, what we saw Sunday night was just, it was crazy. It started earlier in the day with the Panthers. I told you I'd get to them. Listen, their goaltending is great. I thought Tampa was kind of a chic underdog pick on the road there in Sunrise, but Panthers got up to a quick lead. Then they expanded it to, you know, they got an empty netter to go 3-1. 3-2 was not exactly, reminiscent or reflective of how well the Panthers played. 3-2, they get game one. I watched a latter part, halfway through the second, and the balance of the Rangers-Capitals. All I'm going to tell you right now is the Rangers just have to stay out of their way. They are a devastating power play team. They get a man advantage, they're scoring. I mean, not every time, but percentage-wise and how proficient they are, when they get an advantage, you play a mano-mano one-on-one, you can do some damage. There you go. So Rangers are my chic pick, but it isn't too chic because they're the one seed for a reason. The biggest surprise, if you want to know the truth, was Winnipeg. I mean, this game was 3-3 before you batted an eye. 3-3. I mean, six goals. Bingo, bango, bongo. I have never seen a game where a team at even strength, in this case, Colorado, Winnipeg looked like when they were even strength and at 1.4-on-4. It was stunning how Winnipeg looked like they were shorthanded. It was unbelievable. And yet the Lanch couldn't find the net. Makar, others could not find the net. And the goaltending out of Winnipeg was there. I mean, the goaltender standing on his head, kick saves, cutting down angles. I don't know how many times I heard Buchogras shoots, it goes wide. I mean, it was just stunning. And the Jets at 5-3, I said, you know what? This game, at 5-3, I didn't blink. I said, Colorado, this cannot last. Colorado is going to come back here. Well, they came back only to lose 7-6. That is a great job out of Winnipeg. Up 1-0, granted, in their building. And is there a better fan base, honestly? I mean, seriously, did you see the turnout inside the arena in Winnipeg? And how about outside in downtown Winnipeg? Oh, my Lord. I mean, that was crazy. And then we talk about New York being a great hockey town, Boston being a great hockey town, Toronto, Montreal. Oh, my God, Winnipeg was crazy. And then the Canucks feasted on the Predators late 4-2. All right, we'll come back. Lots to get to. We'll give it to, you know what? We'll do it. We'll clean out our weekend mind here as we roll into a Monday into a Tuesday here. Sports Overnight. Don't go away.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for Innovative Wellness Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, Innovative Wellness Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being.
Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.center at 515-355-3200.
All right, Vanguard Utility Partners, Randy Burns, InnovativeWellness.center, Iowa EPS, as we talk the world of sports here on a Monday into a Tuesday. Lots to get to. We'll get Dom in here in just a few moments, cleaning out the sports closet of my mind. I do want to say about Innovative Wellness, I have supplements there, the omega-3s and the vitamin B12. You know, the whole thing with shockwave therapy, which sounds intimidating. It is not. It is so effective. And I'm more referrals today. In fact, I got a message on my phone earlier today. What was the name of that place about your neuropathy? How about that? It is InnovativeWellness.center in Clive, Iowa. Get there. Christy Steiger, excellent. Andrew Steiger, excellent. The staff, 100% committed to nothing but excellence. Whatever pains you, ills you. Hey, listen, I don't care if it's pickleball, tennis, swimming, anything where you've got some, you know, some stiffness, some numbness, anything. Weekend Warriors, Innovative Wellness. Got a sports radio audience here, and so that's why I emphasize that. Get out there. They will help you. Innovative Wellness. Center, Clive, Iowa, University Ave in Clive. All right, away we go. Cleaning out the sports closet of my mind. Zach Wilson, number two overall pick a few years back. He's now a Bronco, a sixth-round pick also involved in that mix. You know, here's the deal. The Broncos swung and missed with Russell Wilson. Hey, they'll try another Mr. Wilson with Zach. Who knows? We shall see. Gun to my head, I would say probably not going to set the world on fire out in Denver. Zach Wilson from the Jets to the Broncos. Matty Ice, Matty Ryan, loved him as a pro. I did. I mean, I think back that disaster when they blew the 28-3 lead to the Pats. That kind of hung on Matty Ryan, hung on the Falcons, hung on Dan Quinn, although he gets a new start in Washington. He'll be the Commanders' new head coach. Matty Ice, Boston College. Probably a New Jersey guy, if I am not mistaken, but ended up at BC at the Heights in Boston, and did a heck of a job there. He was a good college quarterback. He was a hell of a pro. He calls it quits 15 seasons. And the other quarterbacking news is a sad note at age 83, former Ram, former Philadelphia Eagle, Roman Gabriel passed away. For us older folks, we remember Roman Gabriel, John Brody, Joe Capp, Fran Tarkington, Johnny Unitas. I'm showing my age, right? Bob Greasy. Yeah, so there you go. But yeah, Roman Gabriel, rest in peace. I'm always obsessed on where these guys went to college. And why do I want to say Oregon? But I don't really know. But Roman Gabriel, my older brother, Michael, and maybe still is, I don't know, but he was a huge Ram fan. And I was, as a little guy, I was a Niner fan. And the reason why I liked the Niners was the quarterback, John Brody. They had a receiver by the name of Gene Washington. And I'm trying to remember the running back's name, but let's look up Gabriel here KJFB, Marshalltown, Iowa, joins our family here on Sports Weekend this Saturday. And we got other things in the hopper, but KFJB, Marshalltown, we welcome them along the way. He went to NC State. That's what I was saying. I think you might have heard me say Oregon, but I really meant to say NC State. No, I didn't. I'm kidding. So there you go. NC State, Roman Gabriel. Heck of a player. Statistically, I'll go through it real quick. What did he do? Let's see if I can get his numbers. Look, he was with the Rams 62-72, Eagles 73-77. He coached also. He didn't coach at a high level, Cal Poly, Pomona, and then he got in the USFL with the Boston Breakers and the Raleigh-Durham Skyhawks. So, but he was the MVP, the National Football League MVP in 1969, and then the comeback player of the year in 73. So Roman Gabriel, about all-time, let's see,
let's see, about 200 touchdowns lifetime, nearly 30,000 yards. So he had a nice career. Hall of Fame career, no, but a very made the College Football Hall of Fame, not the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, but Roman Gabriel nonetheless. And a good guy, too. Great teammate. I heard Ernie Accorsi today, the former Giants GM, talk about Gabriel. Very high praise for the now late quarterback. All right. Over the weekend, we also had some soccer, some English Premier League. Dom, let's bring you in here real quick for a few moments. I like to throw soccer, and occasionally with Ogden on Fridays, we get into Formula One, but let's stay on the soccer beat as we are presented by Vanguard Utility Partners and Randy Byrne. Dom, how are you this Monday into a Tuesday? How are you, sir?
I'm hanging in there, Marty. Not bad, but, you know, it is Monday.
It is Monday. Yes, it is. A new week, and away we go. All right, soccer-wise, anything jump up? Well, let's start in your backyard, right in your wheelhouse. So it is 2-2. Real Madrid, Barcelona, and I'm saying this game's in the 90th minute. We're going to a draw. We're playing to a 2-2 draw. Not so fast. Please explain what happened. I was shocked. Let's hear.
Yeah, so setting up the stage, obviously it's like a Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, Giants, that type of rivalry between Barcelona and Real Madrid. For those who don't know, this is over in Spain. If Barcelona wins the game, Real Madrid's lead on the season is down to 5 points with 6 games to play, and that's a total of 18 possible points. So that leaves Barcelona very much in the thick of things. A draw stays at 8, still difficult, not impossible. But if a Real Madrid win, that pushes it to 11 with 18 possible points, which almost assuredly knocks Barcelona out of the race for the league this year. So 2-2, it looks like you said, it's going to be a draw. And then Lucas Vasquez, the right back for Real Madrid, sends a cross in. This is in stoppage time, so I want to say 92nd minute or something like that. Dribbles through the box, bounces twice inside the box, finds the English superstar Jude Bellingham for Real Madrid, who buries it, and Real actually win 3-2 in a game that Barca dominated. Barcelona was fantastic. Real Madrid, I'm a huge fan of them. They deserve to lose. But when you have a bunch of, they used to call it, Galacticos, some of the best players in the universe, you find ways to win even when you're terrible. So Real Madrid, basically final nail in the coffin on Barcelona for the season and should be winning the La Liga title. And they also will play Bayern Munich next week in the semifinals of the Champions League.
So there we go. And our cross-country and around-the-world audience on iHeart, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and worldwide on American Forces Radio Network, I know, undoubtedly enjoys the soccer or football talk. Here's where I want to go with you. How close to that game was it seconds remaining in extra time, stoppage time? How much was left, in your opinion?
I want to say that they added – trying to remember. I want to say they added 4 or 5 minutes, and Jude scored in the 92nd minute. I think they ended up playing – almost 6 extra minutes, so I think they played about 4 minutes after he scored.
Wow. All right, so there you go. All right, interesting. I wondered about that. Did anything jump off the page from you, EPL? I was up early. I watched Everton, Nottingham Forest, had nothing to zip the final there. I didn't see anything else until late. Liverpool, Fulham, 3-1. Anything EPL or no?
Not EPL specifically, but I'll stay in England. I think the highlight of the week was the FA Cup semifinal between Coventry City and Manchester United. That's not a game that should have been close, Marty. And
I saw Manchester that. Went on forever.
And Manchester United ended up sneaking out, limping across the finish line and getting the win there. And a shout-out to Haji Wright, who scored on a penalty for Coventry City, United States international. So it's always nice seeing an American thrive overseas.
All right, there you go. Our soccer report, by the way, that was 4-2, the final in penalty kicks. 3-3 at the end of regulation and extra time. 4-2 in penalty kicks. Man U gets it done. Soccer report brought to you by Vanguard Utility Partners. Dominic, thank you very much. Well, you know what? I'll ask you one more. You referenced what's happening next week. What do you see on the horizon? Anything else soccer-wise? I tell you, I love getting up Sunday morning to watch it. I really do. And I stumbled across it a few years ago, obviously on USA, and now you can stream it on Peacock. I watch it early Sunday morning. If you want to watch something, there you go. What do you see on the horizon? Anything? Jump off the page?
A couple things. The Premier League, it's a really tight race. We talked about how Barcelona basically are out of it now, and Real Madrid's going to win that one. I look at the top of the table. Arsenal and Liverpool both have played 33 games. They have five left each. Tied at 74 points. Mm-hmm. And then there is pesky Manchester City with a game in hand. They've played 32 games, and they're at 73 points. So that's going to be a fun race down the stretch with these last five, six games in England. And like I mentioned, next week, Champions League semifinals, Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich, and then PSG with Kylian Mbappe against Borussia Dortmund, classic German club that is not quite the Bayern Munich powerhouse, but they always have great young talent, always find themselves going deep into competition. So that's what I'm looking forward to, especially as a Madrid fan, after the exciting home-and-home leg against Manchester City in the quarterfinals. So it should be some good soccer. And you know, there's a lot of people out there that can't hang on a weekly basis watching La Liga, the Bundesliga in Germany, the EPL in England, Ligue 1 in France, Serie A in Italy, MLS, whatever it might be. And they only wait for every 4 years. They wait for the World Cup. Don't deny yourself from enjoying some high-class, world phenomenal soccer like the Champions League semifinals. I implore you, if you love the World Cup, you should definitely check out the semifinals of the Champions League. It's some of the best players in the world on their clubs playing together, playing against each other. It's great television, and I think you won't be disappointed given these matchups.
All right, I got one little annoyance with soccer, and I want to run it by you real quick, and I've been meaning to do this with you for a long time and kept putting it off or forgetting. The one thing I don't like, and I saw it yesterday, it reminded me to bring it up with you, so I'm glad I remembered. Dom, there's too much flopping. Mm-hmm. EPL game yesterday, the early game, there's too much flopping. And then they go to the replay, and you see barely any contact. Is there a rule on the books at any level of soccer, even MLS? Can you get flagged or carded for freaking flopping? It was like it was like an epidemic in a couple of these games over the weekend. Drives me nuts that they showed the replay and the guy barely got touched and he's acting like he got assaulted at a train station, for crying out loud. Tell me about the flopping in soccer real quick.
It's really bad, especially amongst the South American players. This isn't trying to me being discriminatory or anything. It's just a fact, a way of life. That's part of their soccer culture, is trying to draw fouls by flopping. And yes, you can receive a yellow card for diving, for embellishing. You absolutely can. And my personal favorite is Neymar when he flops and he acts like he got shot by a sniper. Yeah. Those are some of my favorites where there's no contact, or you know, somebody will clip the heel of his boot and he'll just collapse in a heap like somebody on top of the stadium got him. It's maddening, but sometimes it's hilarious.
I mean, it is, and that's a good point. It is funny. I mean, sometimes it's so grossly obvious. It's like, you've got to be kidding me. And so you almost have to chuckle. Good job out of you, Dom. Good job. Soccer Report, Vanguard Utility Partners. And for you soccer people with injuries, guess what? Get to innovativewellness.center. We're coming back here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
All right, talking the world of the home stretch, playoff action galore, the hoops tonight, Orlando, Cleveland, Boston. Boston will be back at it Wednesday into a Thursday. It is Knicks, Philly. Puck tonight. Bruins, Toronto, I'm into it. Carolina Islanders, I'm into it. I'm really looking forward to that game, too. Rangers, Caps on Tuesday into Wednesday, so we look forward to that. KJFB in Marshalltown, Iowa, AM 1230. You can stream it. They're going to be joining us on weekends and a whole lot more, so we look forward to that. AM 1230, Marshalltown, Iowa. And we got some great things cooking with them. Want to salute the management out there. They're going to have a lot of our programming on the weekend, including Sports Weekend on Saturday nights and then the Sunday replays. So we look forward to that. So away we go. Afternoon baseball, the A's over the Yankees, 2-0. The Yankees can't hit a lick right now. Aaron Judge getting booed, struck out 4 times on Saturday. They're all over him. A's go in there, first of a 4-game series, and grab game 1. I'll tell you right now, that's a big deal for the A's. They're playing decent baseball. There's some bad teams, and the A's aren't one of them right now. They really aren't. I give them a lot of credit. If any organization had an excuse to be, 2-20 right now, it would be the A's. Instead, it's the White Sox. How about the Astros? They got you scratching your scalp or what? They look horrible right now. Absolutely horrible. So we shall see. All right. Enjoy the rest of the evening into the overnight. Jeff and Jen from Phoenix, Arizona tonight here on Overnight. We like to check out their show. They have some good repartee with the whole crew, so we look forward to it. For Dominic Jimenez, I'm Marty Terrell. Enjoy the rest of your Monday into a Tuesday here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight. Adios.